Tom Cotton sounds alarm on unknown Afghans fleeing U.S. military bases. By John Binder on October 4, 2021. Senator Tom Cotton, RR, says it is alarming that hundreds of seemingly unknown Afghans brought to the United States by President Joe Biden's administration are prematurely fleeing U.S. military bases. Last week, Reuters reported that at least 700 Afghans had fled U.S. bases in Wisconsin, Virginia, Texas, Indiana, New Mexico, and New Jersey for American communities before having been resettled by refugee contractors. At Fort Bliss in El Paso, Texas, alone, the report stated that more than 300 Afghans had left since they started arriving weeks ago as part of Biden's massive operation that plans to bring at least 95,000 Afghans to the U.S. for resettlement in 46 states. In a letter to Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, Cotton asked for information on the Afghans leaving U.S. bases, including their immigration statuses and if they received approval from DHS to leave. A more extensive review and vetting process is absolutely essential for the tens of thousands of unknown Afghans who were airlifted during the evacuation, Cotton writes. The U.S. government is currently investigating multiple crimes committed in evacuee facilities. The American people have seen reports of a group of male Afghan evacuees assaulting a female service member at a Fort Bliss facility in New Mexico. Emphasis added. An Afghan evacuee allegedly sexually assaulted young boys at Fort McCoy in Wisconsin. Another Afghan evacuee reportedly choked his wife at Fort McCoy. The State Department has raised concerns about child trafficking by older Afghan men. Even previously deported criminals, including an Afghan who had previously been convicted of rape in the United States, and another who had previously been convicted of aggravated robbery, were airlifted back to the United States. Emphasis added. In light of these reports, it is alarming that hundreds of Afghan evacuees have reportedly left U.S. military bases directly into our communities, possibly before completing our vetting and immigration processes. Emphasis added. Cotton is requesting DHS to respond to his questions by October 8, though the Biden administration has repeatedly refused to make public information about Afghans brought to the U.S. Last week, Reps. Andy Biggs, R.Oz, and Tom Tiffany, R.Y., asked Biden to provide them with details about the number of Afghans who have been accused of crimes while temporarily living on U.S. bases and how many Afghans have criminal records. Similarly, Biden was asked to disclose how many Afghans on the federal government's no-fly list have sought entry to the U.S. from Afghanistan. Senator Chuck Grassley, R.Y., first requested the information on August 31. The administration has yet to respond to either request. The latest Pew Research Center survey shows Americans are, by a majority of 55%, not confident in the Biden administration's ability to adequately vet Afghans they are bringing to the U.S. Likewise, 63% of Republicans and those who lean Republican, including 65% of conservatives, oppose Biden's resettlement operation. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.